What is it about Indy that...
I think the thing that stands out is their speed. They've got speed on that side of the ball, and from their D linemen to their linebackers to their secondary. So we have to be up for the challenge with the and match that speed early and often.
Do you feel like this team's starting to click right now?
You never know. It's mid-season right now, and you hope that each and every week you get better. And I feel like we're growing as a team and as an offensive unit, and hopefully we'll continue to make strides.
The Colts have struggled this year. It's not typical what you're used to seeing from them. What do you see the difference as from the time that they've gone against them before?
You know, as we watch the film, they're the same team, and maybe they just haven't caught the breaks that they have before, but they're a great team, and they've got great veteran leadership, and it's the same players that we've played against in the past, and we're expecting a tough game this weekend.
People always usually like seeing the whole Brady-Manning matchup.
Mm-hmm.
Does that have any impact, any difference for you going in here?
No, I'm just going out, and we're going to go out there with the intent of winning the game. So I'm preparing and getting ready, and I'm sure this offense and defense and the whole team is getting ready to roll.
You never talk about Peyton as a quarterback, and now that you're a quarterback here, what you see on the other side there?
Oh, he's one of the best in the game, and he has been for a long time, and he's a guy that's been consistent, and as a quarterback, that's what you look for is consistency. And he obviously does a great job year in and year out. And he's a guy that a lot of quarterbacks, especially young guys, look up to because he's done it at such a high level for such a long time.
Matt, do you feel more comfortable out there? I mean, obviously, you must feel more comfortable than week one or two. I mean, is it every week you get more and more comfortable being out there on a regular basis?
You try to, yeah. And I feel like I continue to grow as a quarterback and continue to get more comfortable week in and week out.
The throw to Falk on the touchdown, what was tough about that? I mean, it was tight coverage, you get the sideline, you can't lead him too far. Was that a difficult throw?
It's just something that we've worked on in practice, and thankfully we were able to execute it when it came up in the game.
Can you talk about growing as a quarterback from the moment you took a snap to now? I mean, how much you've changed, how much you've gained confidence from winning football games as a team and things like that?
You know, as a quarterback and as young guys, you step in, especially in this role, especially in the high-pressured situation that it is, and the guy who I'm replacing, obviously at first you're a little taken back by it and you have to gather yourself. But as you move forward and as you get more comfortable and you win some games, you start to understand that we're fully capable of winning games around here, and you just kind of try to build on that.
But as an individual, does it make you feel good to know that you are doing, you know, you are filling in, you know, admirably or whatever you're
Of course. Of course it makes you feel good, and it makes you feel good to win games, because that's what we're here to do, is to win games. And as an individual, that makes you feel good, especially the fact that you're being accountable to your teammates.
Matt, from what you've seen out of the Indy defense on tape and the defenses you face this year, how do they compare to some of the others you've seen?
Like I said before, a lot of it comes down to speed. That every aspect of their game is speed, and from the D linemen to the linebackers to the secondary, and we're going to have to match that speed, and we're going to have to be up for the challenge this week.
One of the things that you said you were working on, I think it was last week, was just your pocket presence and, you know, your internal clock. How do you think that was this last week?
It was good. The offensive line did a great job and was able to give me adequate time to be able to go through my reads, step up in the pocket, and do that. So we continue to work on that each and every week, and hopefully we continue to get better.